SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Thousands of residents in Western St. Andrew to benefit from improved health services. And in glimpses of Jamaica, Lang Yai. This and much more coming up in today's program. Some 20,000 residents in southwestern St. Andrew and its environs will be benefiting from improved health services with the upgrading and renovation of the Oak Glade Health Center. The center was upgraded at a cost of $34 million. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the rehabilitation and development of the health center forms part of the ministry's emphasis on strengthening the primary health care system.
We have been moving forward with this across the island. So far, we have completed over 100 health centers, and we are far ahead in the development of 4 centers of excellence in primary care.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the recent official opening ceremony for the health center. The Type 3 Health Center was equipped and retrofitted by the National Health Fund, NHF, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports, and Education Chase Fund, while work on the plant was completed by the United States Air Force in 2011. Did you know that Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan? Its objective is for Jamaica to achieve developed country status by 2030. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is based on a comprehensive vision. Jamaica, the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. We'll now have an important message from the JUTC.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, wishes to advise the public that the bus transfer system has been discontinued, effective Sunday, November 17. The company apologizes to customers for any inconvenience caused. To help commuters, the JUTC has implemented a number of alternative routes. They are as follows. The 3AX from Christian Gardens to New Kingston, or the 8AX and the 12AX from Naguahead to New Kingston, instead of the 12A from Naguahead to Halfway Tree. The 21A and 21 Express from Spanish Town to Crossroads, instead of the 21 and 23A from Spanish Town to Halfway Tree. And the 32 from Corville Gardens to Downtown via Halfway Tree. Also, you may take the 32A and 32 Express from Dehaney Park to Crossroads instead of the 32 from Corville to Halfway Tree. The 46 and 44 Express will take you from Great House Circle to Downtown via Halfway Tree. And the 47 and 47 Express from Chancery Street to Downtown have replaced the 46 from Great House Circle to Halfway Tree. Commuters may take the 49 Express from Norbrook to Downtown, in place of the 49 from Norbrook to Halfway Tree. The 50EX from Seaview to Papine, the 51EX from 3 Miles to Papine, and the 19AX from Greater Portmore to Papine, in place of the 50 from Seaview to Halfway Tree, and the 51 from 3 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 42X from Constant Spring to Downtown, in place of the 52A from Temple Hall to Halfway Tree. The 74EX and the 76 from Barbican to Downtown, instead of the 74 from Barbican to Halfway Tree. And you may take the 75EX from 6 Miles to Papine, or the 24EX from Spanish Town to Uis Irving Hall Gate, in place of the 75 from 6 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 500, 600, 800, and 900 shuttle routes will remain as a paid service. The JUTC thanks commuters for their support in rolling out this initiative as it continues to serve you better. JUTC, your route to excellence.
In glimpses of Jamaica, Lang Yai. Lang Yai is a Jamaican term for someone who is envious. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to our studio engineer Andre Palmer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.